Patrick Brian Kennedy, 43 years old. He is a teacher at Prosper High School. I say that Patrick Brian Kennedy is a P1. First off, he is the broadcast journalism teacher at Prosper High School. He kind of looks like a more beaten down Dave Lane.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it is. Well, he got arrested in McKinney. The officer, an off-duty officer, was getting some dinner at the Taco Bell. He looks over and he sees Patrick Kennedy, quote, engaged in a lewd behavior in a Taco Bell bathroom.
Jack it off.
It was hot outside, and he was wearing his jacket.
In a Taco Bell bathroom.
Look, how do you lean over and see that going on in a Taco Bell bathroom?
Well, I think that what happened was he opened the door, and he just stuck his head in there, and that was going on.
So, whoa!
If you're an off-duty cop...
You can't control inspiration, man.
I gotta go get it right now.
Yes, he's right.
Uh-oh.
When you got to go get it right now, you got to go get it
like,
right
but
now.
I assume he's in the middle of an enchirito or something to that nature, and he had to do it then?
A delicious Mexican pizza?
Right.
Or a taco.
Yeah, why can't you just stick with tacos there?
Maybe that's what got him inspired.
With a couple crispy grilled shrimp tacos there.
I don't think they have crispy grilled shrimp tacos at Taco Bell. I don't think.
All right, just a couple of regular crispy beef tacos.
It's a hard word, isn't it? That crispy.
When is the last time that you guys went to the Taco Bell? Not knocking it, it's just I'm trying to figure it out.
I have one by my house, and I've hit it a couple times since I've lived there.
Years.
Decades?
Yeah. And more than one, probably.
I mean, in a pinch, crispy taco, you get a couple of those, you're fine. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I have preferences of Mexican fast food places over the Bell, but in a pinch, it'll do.
You know, I honestly think that it's been since I used to run the board overnight. When every single Friday and Saturday night, I would get six tacos... Uh-huh. Two beef and bean burritos.
And it was the oil baroness bringing them up to you?
No, I would get them on the way to work. I would bring a six-pack of Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, yeah.
Yeah. And eat all of them throughout the course of the night.
Loaded up on food.
Mm-hmm.
And then have board op sex at 4 in the morning.
You guys really overstate board op sex.
I don't think we do.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't believe we do.
Mm-hmm. Look, I was fat. I was in no shape to be having sex.
Yeah, but...
In a pinch?
Maybe she was fat, too. You guys had fat sex.
No, she wasn't. Here, look at this guy. Doesn't this look like beaten down Dave Lane?
A little bit.
You could use some baseball.
Leave my eraser bear alone.
Oh, man. Here, Danny.
All right. You've got to post that for people that actually know Davey, longtime listeners. Man. Like, if you told me that Dave Lane got caught playing Yank Fun in the Taco Bell bathroom and got arrested, and you turned that around and showed that to me, I go, yeah, it looks like that's Davey. That's him.
All right, I'm posting.
Oh, man.
But anyway, doesn't this sound like a P1? 43.
Yeah.
Teacher, the teacher's broadcast journalism, hitting up Taco Bell and just wanking it.
Jeez.
Well, All my friends are P1s, don't you know?
They also say that he and several, and this is another tip, he and several students were invited to New York last year to watch Stephen Colbert's show.
But he was busy.
Yeah. Because they had put together a student-run comedy show that caught Colbert's eye. So he's also, like, putting together... Dude, there's no doubt he's a P1. And they also say that he was named Journalism Education Association's Broadcast Advisor of the Year. Basically, Teacher of the Year. But yet, he can't control himself in a Taco Bell.
Come, get.
Taco Bell's exciting, man.
It is?
Yeah.
So they hauled him in for this, huh?
Yep. Yeah, they did. You know, and if you're an off-duty cop and you see that, is it just you have to do it, or can you just be like... And first off, why aren't you locking the door? Yeah. Like, you're dumb enough to be doing that?
Like you're Hamilton from Fast Times.
Why would...
Lock the door!
Dude!
Doesn't anybody effing knock?
God.
Seriously, don't do that at Taco Bell.
They have enough problems.
Go to Cabana. They love it.
What is your most trafficked fast food joint, you think, over the last 10 years?
I don't like traffic.
What's my what?
Most trafficked fast food joint over the last 10 years.
It's no question.
What?
It's Bueno.
You?
It's my favorite. If I'm going to hit fast food and there's one in proximity, that's where I'm going.
Probably would be Whataburger.
I think mine is McDonald's.
Really?
Mainly
what
because
do you get at McDonald's.
Well, the thing is it's kids, and so
no, I'm talking about kids. I'm talking about you.
Me?
For you?
Okay. Does Brahms count?
Yeah,
Brahms.
Where is there a Brahms near you?
Greenville and 635.
Brahms should not count.
It's really not fast food.
No, it's not. Give us something else.
You know what? It probably is McDonald's because every now and then on road trips we'll all stop and I'll get a quarter pounder with cheese and some French fries and...
I always feel funny.
I want a cheeseburger and a Dr. Pepper and quit.
Why?
I don't know. I always feel funny eating there. I don't know why. Like when I leave, I haven't had a McDonald's hamburger in years and years and years. They always made my stomach feel weird. And I can eat anything.
I feel that I haven't been to a Arby's or a Whataburger or Jack in the Box. And I love all of them equally.
Oh, I know.
Like, I love them.
Why can't all of those places have the nutritional value of vegetable soup?
I don't know. Because I really do. Like, people that are, I just hate fast food. No, dude. Fast food is kick ass. You just can't do it in mass. I reached a certain point where I couldn't do it anymore because it was all I was doing. That type of thing.
Yeah.
You know? You got to cut the cord at some point.
Yeah, make it a special treat.
Yes.
Once every few weeks.
Right.
But yeah, I was living off of it too. When you're like 19.
You don't have a choice.
I had beautiful breasts though.
They were so supple.
So soft, but still kind of firm, a nice full B. Amazing.
Like,
and it looked...
Two little jaunts of hair coming out of it.
It looked kind of good because I'm kind of skinny, but I've got boobs, you know?
Danny has wonderful boobs.
Look at the rack on Bayless. Right,
that,
Mike?
That and pizza. That and all-you-can-eat pizza.
Well, when you're delivering, it's always all-you-can-eat.
Yeah. Were you a big all-you-can-eat pizza guy?
Not too much.
No. Oh, dude. Again, I loved all-you-can-eat pizza. Like, just the thought of it makes me happy.
Like, from where? Where was your go-to?
Oh, any of them. Pizza Inn, Gaddy's, anything that had all you can eat, I'm hitting them up. Mama's.
Yep.
All of them were just delicious. And you always knew in college, too, that if you came home and none of your friends were around and it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and there was a certain aroma in the air, that you could find a local pizzeria and they would all be there. Every one of them. All right, we got to go.
Teachers behaving badly. A Collin County teacher fired this week, arrested on public lewdness. Patrick Brian Kennedy, a 43-year-old broadcast journalism teacher at Prosper High School, was arrested on Monday. An off-duty McKinney officer goes into a Taco Bell bathroom and sees the teacher engaged in lewd behavior. Prosper ISD said they investigated and they have fired Patrick Brian Kennedy. Now, Kennedy made news in a couple years ago when several students of his were invited to New York to watch Stephen Colbert because they put together this student comedy show that caught Stephen Colbert's attention, and he invited him up there, and it was a big deal. And Kennedy was named the Journalism Education Association's Broadcast Advisor of the Year last fall.
Okay.
So that's bad. And then you had a middle school teacher down in San Antonio, Crystal Nicole Rodriguez, found with a student at a hotel room there in San Antonio. The 29-year-old teacher worked as a special education instructor.
Oh, dear.
And she admitted to having a sexual relationship with the teenage girl.
Hi-oh.
Off.
Birthdays today.